Good morning. Glad it's Wednesday morning. You know, another beautiful day here.
Do you know why, Margaret? Do you know why Marty likes that it's Wednesday morning?
Because it's not Tuesday night.
What's the matter with Tuesday nights? Joe Smith Sports Talks on the airways. We had the Dodgers and Reds last night. What were you doing all last night, Marty? Just put your feet up, having a nice iced tea, watching the sunset.
That's exactly right. I must have been out on the patio having a nice glass of iced tea and just watching the world go by, but no.
You had some friends join you last
night. I'm always happy to serve county government. That's what I love doing, and so, but sometimes it's harder meetings than other times. The last evening was a difficult evening for all of those on the council, so... it wasn't an easy evening for anybody, that's for sure, as we move forward with something that should be more joyful, and that was voting on the different community grant dollars that, some of it goes to Boys Club and Girls Club and Area 10 Agency on Aging and a lot of different food programs.
Let me catch everybody up that's just joining us last night. If you don't have the paper in front of you, the HT, voting 6-1 with Council Member Marty Hawk, the only dissenter. Planned Parenthood Bloomington Health Center was awarded $3,000 as part of the Sophia Travis Community Service Grant Program. The funding is directed to providing women with access to long-term reversible contraceptives such as intrauterine devices and money to provide testing for sexually transmitted diseases, while Planned Parenthood, as Marty's explaining, was one of many awardees Tuesday night, the council decided to vote separately on whether to award the grant.
And I would like to, because, of course, they're not going to say what I had to say in the paper, but many years ago, our health department director came to the council, and I'm the only one left on the council now that was there at the time, and he said, please support me in something. I want to start our own county, ran by the county, family planning clinic because we have many, many people who are not being served for family planning because of reasons that they will not go to Planned Parenthood, and we need to provide services for those people. And so we agreed as a county to support the health department in moving forward with that. And we did it all with grant dollars, with the exception that we, county taxpayers, have paid for where they're located and remodeling and getting that property ready for them to occupy. And we have never supported them in their operational costs as far as personnel costs. Because that health director had told us at the time he would never ask for that because he knew it would come straight out of county employees' salary raises. We were so short of money. But in the meantime, they've had great need of additional personnel and longer hours to provide the services for family planning that people could go there. And it's there in the health building right across from you folks. It's on the lower level. Of Futures Planning. It's at the corner of 7th and College. And that is some place where everyone can go and not be concerned about anything else that might be going on there. We need to put our money where we said we were going to put it. And if we have additional money for family planning, we need to provide it there for our own planning clinic so they can be as successful as possible.
So why didn't the grant money go to that instead of going to Planned Parenthood? It doesn't even make sense. If we've got our own family planning clinic, why are we putting money towards Planned Parenthood too?
Well, especially when our family planning clinic really needs the additional money for personnel. And it's because the rules are somehow that they're not going to pay for personnel out of the grant money. Well, it doesn't matter. The money is all still county taxpayers' money, and we should just recognize if we want to support family planning out of local tax dollars, we ought to be doing it with the ones that we already made a commitment that we were going to run our own that would provide services for everybody who walked in the door, who had a problem with going elsewhere for it. Now,
I'm sure
there's other rules, but I'm just saying that is absolutely what we ought to be doing. But there was a lot of other things going on last night as well, and that also had to do with the health department. And, you know, there's been a lot of discussion about the syringe exchange program, and so there was a discussion on that last evening. Now, of course, it's going to take county commissioners, as I understand it, to either approve or disapprove. But I'm going to tell you, when we are told by our health, the doctor who's been in charge of our health department for years, that this is an absolute health emergency and we need to do something about it, I don't know how we as a council member can look at them and say, well, we know more about it than you do. So I believe that it appears that's going to be moving forward. But we'll see.
That's public safety, isn't it?
It's public safety. And you know what? Some people may say, well, it's the homeless crowd that's moving in here that has this problem. No, it goes throughout. Every neighborhood can be subjected to these kinds of problems because addiction is everywhere.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have an on-off switch. It doesn't work that way, so you have
right,
to...
Right, it just doesn't, and it seems to me that's just the right thing to do. And then, of course, when we took public comment time, there were some people there to discuss the commissioner's salary raises.
I wish I could have been there last night, Marty. I'm sorry I wasn't able to be.
Well, of course, there was no place to sit, but you could have stood there with everybody there because
that full house
the room
night.
Was absolutely crowded. But I will say that there were not as many people to speak to that.
Did they get lost in the shuffle, Marty, because of everything else, the protests and everything else that was going on? Marty Hawk's our guest this morning, county councilwoman. She had a meeting last night. Did that get lost in the shuffle because of the protesters surrounding the courthouse? And they were on every corner downtown when I drove through last night.
Right, and it may very well be that people who would have come to speak to the county commissioners example of what they're doing to say we're more important than the rest of county employees. I don't know, but I will tell you this, and I'll read a little excerpt, and I've had so many county employees and others contact me, but I'll read just a little bit from one county employee. I'll be very careful so no one will know who it is.
But Marty, put a bag over it so we can't see it.
Right. And this is somebody who said she just didn't feel like coming to the meeting.
For fear of repercussion?
Well, I'll tell you here in a minute. It says, didn't mind them getting a raise, like with everyone else, but I think this is a little steep for a part-time job. Now, I'm reading directly. Most county employees don't make anything near that, and we work 35 or more hours a week. I am sure that most county employees feel like if they show up and say much, they will no longer have a job.
Sure they feel that way, Marty. Why wouldn't they?
That's exactly how they feel. And the department heads feel the same way. They do not dare speak out. And I'm going to tell you, this is... you talk to anybody in county government, and they are appalled. And... they're astonished.
Yeah, because they're all lumped into the same category.
Yeah, right. They are astonished that we have elected officials who are so arrogant as to think that this is going to, they've got so much protection that it will matter not what they do.
The interesting part of all this is what sprung this forward. Somebody was browsing through other counties' papers to see what other county employees were being paid. Somebody heard at a meeting of other commissioners, like, oh, you only get paid that much? What is the justification of increasing the pay that much to be on base with peer counties? That's the only justification?
Well, it just appears to me there must be somebody on that county commissioner who's desperate to make more money.
Well, we all are.
And you know what?
If they said, hey, look, we come out and they listed the 10 things that they said, here's the proof why we need more money because we've been spending time. They're, what I've read, and I could be wrong, that's why I'm asking this question, Margaret hasn't corrected me either, all we've heard is that's what our peers make in other parts of the state. That, to me, is not justifiable for a 33% increase because somebody else is doing it. Well, Susie has a new dress, Mom. Can I get a new? No, you can't. We ain't got no money. So, I mean, that's to me, that's the astounding part of it.
They talk out of both sides. They talk out of both sides of their mouth. On one hand, oh, the end of the world's coming, and the end of the world is supposed to be coming, according to Judy Sharp, because now all these big box stores are not
going to pad our pocket first before that happens.
That's exactly right. We're going to give money over back over here to CVS and these other big box stores because we weren't assessing them properly. And now we've got these people who are acting like greedy dogs saying, oh, well, we have to get our money.
Better get it now before it dries up,
right,
I guess.
Right, exactly.
Right, better get it quick before it's gone. And I do want to get back to the CVS situation
here, and then we have questions about the jail we have to get to. There's plenty of stuff we need to get going. Marty Hawk's our guest this morning, the county councilwoman. So go ahead, fire away.
We do have a dollar amount of what the refund will be for CVS because of they won their case that they were
And that's not a Bloomington problem. That's not a Monroe County problem. That's a state problem.
That's
Let's make sure that's clear. That is not something that's only happening in our backyard. This is a statewide
it's
problem.
Throughout the state,
correct.
Absolutely. But it may happen throughout the state, but this is bringing it back to Monroe County as to what's going to happen. And this particular one, and I don't have the address on this one. There's several CVSs that they started in 2009 saying they didn't think their assessment was right. And so far, what we would have to pay them back in taxes that they have already paid, that's for the refund for the taxes only, is $148,708. Now, once that's over, then since they won, we can certainly expect all the others will most likely win as well.
Sure.
And I understand, I was told last night that the CVS over near Ellettsville, they're protesting theirs back.
Well, once one of these decisions falls, everybody's going to protest them, aren't they?
Right.
Anybody in any big box store, Best Buy, Lowe's, you name it, they're going to go and say, hey, wait a second, let's redo ours.
Did they put some sort of time limitation how far they can go back on this?
That was my question, too. I'm just saying that this CVS store probably started it back then.
Well, if they started back then.
So whether or not that would be the case, I don't have the right answer for you, so.
Okay, so how did we find out about the jail and how much the money is we're looking from that situation yet? Have we found out anything about that?
I just know they continue to say it's going to be a lot of money.
Okay.
Well, how much is a lot of money? And why wasn't it recognized when we're looking at miscellaneous revenue? If that miscellaneous revenue is not coming in a proportionate amount as it had over years, if suddenly it started dropping off,
why didn't we
recognize that?
Maybe
that's not the case. Maybe it suddenly started increasing and...
Well, they wondered why it went up, right.
And it just didn't come over into where it was. Like,
Marty, let me ask you this question. Is the jail audited annually?
Yes. It's part of all of county government is audited by the State Board of Accounts.
Every year?
But I am just saying
Marty,
pick and choose different areas, you see?
No, I don't. That's why I'm asking you.
Right. When they come in and the State Board of Accounts comes in and they sit there and they may say, well, we're only going to do spot audits here and there. I mean, they certainly can't audit the entire situation. They can't, I mean, it would, there would never be enough personnel to do that.
Right.
So do we know how often they do audit the jail books?
Well, and that's something we'll find out. And it may very well be that it just nothing popped up.
Do you not
concept that said, okay, here's the problem. But really and truly what one would have thought is if you're sitting there in the auditor's office and you're accustomed to getting money transferred over into a fund from the jail and it suddenly is not coming over.
Marty, people don't work like that anymore. People do not work like that anymore. I don't know almost anybody. I have had many, many employees lately, and I will tell you that I there are so few people that do think like that. It used to be common. It used to be common. You're correct. It used to be common that people would notice patterns, that they would see things, and they would say, oh, this pattern's different. Why is it different? That doesn't happen anymore, and I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's some way that people are getting educated in the public school systems these days, but I will tell you the majority of the people I see coming through as employees and people that are going to move on and do much bigger things than my little shop, okay? But they are not thinking like that anymore. They do not. They are being trained to do a specific task. They do that specific task, and that's all they think about. They don't think about the broader implications, the bigger picture. And
yeah,
I know.
And we need to have people who are interested in, you know, accounting. Unless you can look at numbers and understand those numbers represent something, it's not just a bunch of numbers on a piece of paper, actually represents services to the people. It
actually represents people's hard-earned money.
So this investigation is going to tell us when the last time the jail was audited before this time, and see what has been missing, and when cash disappears, it's really hard to keep track of. So,
The money that our former auditor, all of the charges, etc., that were made, we'll never know what the total extent was because the people who were looking at that didn't even know how to find it.
Sure.
And the other part,
and have never billed us for it. Maybe he's ashamed he didn't do a better job. I do not know, but I can tell you this. Last night we had the treasurer come and ask us for to support her in getting a new equipment called the LAL program to do the finance program, and we're still sitting there waiting on the accounting firm that's in there auditing them, and that this is a private accounting firm, trying to get our books balanced, that our books were so far out of date. It's now going to cost us $150,000 just to get the treasurer's books balanced with the auditor's office. And I'm just saying, I don't think we're going to spend one dime until we've heard back from that auditing company. And how many months have they been sitting there working on this?
Marty.
Big problem. You can't solve it overnight.
Marty, it's starting to sound like to me that what county government needs to do is have somebody separately, you know, just pay for somebody separately to do the auditing and treasurer. And okay, this person gets elected and they can pretend that they're doing something, but they're obviously not on both the auditor and the treasurer's office. Because, I mean, they're obviously not capable of doing the job properly. And then we just end up coming back in later and paying somebody else to do it anyway.
So you're saying eliminate that step and just have it outsourced to start with.
Yeah.
Well,
that might be the new normal.
You have to remember that whatever we do, we always have to follow what state guidelines are.
Right.
And the responsibilities and direct responsibility of those elected officials. What I would encourage people to do is do not run for office just because somebody knows your name or because you think you can be elected. Run for an office that you really have a passion for serving and would understand how to arrive at this. And
yeah, Marty, you're telling people to do this, and 5 minutes ago we were talking about county employees and say, geez, we can't even get a raise here. You can't win. You're trying to send do-gooders to a place where they're part of the machine, and then the people at the very top of the machine reap all the rewards, and they get nothing. You're not going to win that way. And again, I understand salaries are important. You can't pay people $100,000 to sit around and put their feet up, but you can't have it both ways. Really good people don't want to get involved where they can't grow and expand and make more money. That's what happens. So you pay for what you get.
let me share something with you.
All right, you got 90 seconds. Go.
Every time we figure out a new way of increasing our revenue, oh, what does that mean, new taxes or something of the sort, rather than trying to support the programs or the employees or whatever we have, right away we want to grow more programs.
Oh, I agree with you.
More spending, rather than looking at our county employees, many of which who are so low on the totem pole as far as what their income is, and when you look at them and say, no rates for you, but, oh, we've got all this money someplace else to do all these other things. Well, now we have to choose what is more important, and that's the county council's job.
And it's a majority. What's the majority again on that?
There is one Republican, that's me, and six Democrats, and people can say all they want that, oh, I'm against every new tax, and that is not true. That is not true. There are times that you have to put in place what it takes to provide services, but let's not then get into that tax money and spend it in ways that's not correct.
All right, Marty.
In ways that rewards one group of elected officials over everyone else.
Doesn't make sense to me either.
Right.
Good stuff as always. We'll get caught
up
next Wednesday morning.
Thank you.
County Councilwoman Marty Hawk joining us every Wednesday here at WGCL just after 8:05.